And if one will say something concerning this Imam, scholars of Islam, like Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, the more you study their works, then you realize the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives to whomever He wishes from His slaves. And that's why I say every person who has, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to find these books, and they know the Arabic, to spare really no time that they have after the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to read these these classical works and try to benefit others, and to make a notebook while he reads or she reads and puts the notes. Because knowledge, if it is not attended and preserved, it will go away. Yes, no voice. I'm just contemplating the effects of these two people in particular on the Ummah at large. They died in the 8th century, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through them revived the deen. Now we are in 1425, and as you can see and as you can hear, the influence of beneficial knowledge transcends time and places. I will tell you the following story. It's a real one. In the early 80s, late 70s, many people in Lebanon used to think that Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is a kafir. No, it's true. Many people, even, you know, common people even, they were thinking that Ibn Taymiyyah is a calf. Of course, due to ignorance and due to the influence of the deviant sects, mainly those so-called Ahbash, because they were very strong then in Lebanon. So I remember visiting and I mentioned Sheikh al-Islam, and I was admonished not to mention his name because of the thing I just told you. But it was no way. How could you? You have to tell the truth concerning this, the greatest scholar of Islam. And when you ask as to why, they used to say, because he and Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab make takfir of people. They don't love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of these lies. So suddenly, like about what, 4 years or 5 years later, I came and I visited the same area. And people were saying Shaykh al-Islam, and it was amazing. Things changed dramatically. So I asked, and they said that there came a Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, one of the TV stations, they have this kind of habits in some parts of the Muslim world. They put a certain drama or whatever it is during Ramadan, particularly during Ramadan, after Taraweeh prayer, the so-called for family and things like this. So they put it a documentary about Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah Ibn Taymiyyah, and it was interesting that this was produced in Kuwait, and the actors quote unquote were mostly from Egypt and some from Syria as well. I didn't see it, Yani, so I was told, and they showed this over the entire month of Ramadan. People would come from Taraweeh, they will stick to the TV and watch about Ibn Taymiyyah. From reviewing the material later, I put my hand on it, and to a great extent, you would say like to 90% of the facts were presented. And people then came to realize through this, subhanAllah, that what was told about Ibn Taymiyyah was not true. But through what? A documentary. Just think about it. And so that triggered the rethinking, and then there was no more of takfir of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. To the contrary, everyone would remember then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give victory to the deen through a wicked person. And the situation, alhamdulillah, is now is much, much more on sound basis, not because of a documentary or anything, because now people are reading his books and benefiting from the knowledge that he left, rahimahullah. And the situation is much, much more better, and only those who are the deviant ones, mostly the so-called Ahbash sect, which they have here a room on Pell Talk, they are the ones who still make takfir of him. It's Allah al-Afi, seek refuge in Allah from that. Otherwise, yani, men, women, old, young, alhamdulillah, we have a great admiration for this great imam. And many young people are benefiting, alhamdulillah, from his works.